Perikud Beis, after spending the most part of the first 11 parakim of the Masechta discussing one particular malacha out of the 39, which happens to be the last of the 39 malachas, from Perikud Beis onwards, we're going to be discussing different malachas. And the two which are discussed in this Mishnah are the malacha of Boineh, building, and the various toldos which are part of that malacha, and Makeh B'Patish, which literally means hitting with a hammer, and it refers to a malacha which completes a process. If this is the last thing which needs to be done to the item, then that would come under the category of Makeh B'Patish. And if, let's say, you have a case where the last thing which needs to be done in the process is a tolda of Boineh as well, it's a subcategory of building, then you would actually be liable for two different malachas, because both of them were included. Says Mishnah, HaBoineh, one who builds. Kama yivneh v'hei chayev. How much does he have to build in order to be liable? Says Mishnah, HaBoineh kol shehu. One who builds any amount, let's say there's a hole in a wall, and he fills in that hole, that is enough to make him chayev. V'hamasates, if somebody smooths a stone or cuts it to a particular shape. V'hamakim apatish, or if somebody hits something with a hammer, and this is referring to a case where somebody is quarrying stones. He's cutting stones off of a mountain, and the stones are almost off, and the last thing which he needs to do is to give it a big hit from the hammer. So if he does that, he would be transgressing the malacha of Makeh B'Patish. Uva Matzod, or if he hits something with an axe. And finally, HaKedeach, one who makes a hole in something, he drills a hole. Kol Shehu, any amount of these malachas, Chayev, would make one Chayev, because any amount is considered significant. However, the Mishnah does qualify this, Zahaklol, this is the rule. Anybody who does a malacha on Shabbos, which lasts. And what this means is that even if you do just a tiny amount, it has to be something which is useful right now. For example, if you make a small hole, if that hole is useful as it is right now, then you're chayev. But if this cannot be used at all, and it is only useful as part of a beginning of something bigger, then you would not be chayev, because it is not considered to be something significant at all. Now, if it is considered something useful, then even if you intend to make it bigger later on, since it is useful and it can be used by some people, you would be chayev for doing that. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Af hamakeh b'krinos al hasadon, even one who hits a hammer on a sadon, on an anvil, which is a thick block of metal on which a hammer and other tools were hit in order to smoothen them, so that those tools would be fit for use. So if he does that b'shas melacha at the time that he is working, chayev he is chayev, even though he is not actually doing anything to the thing which he is improving or creating, rather he is improving the tool, he is making that fit for use. Nevertheless, he is chayev neishu k'masak melacha, because that is like fixing the work, meaning ultimately by improving the hammer, you're improving the work and whatever you are creating with the hammer. So really this is part of the work, and therefore you would be chayev for doing such a thing."